to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
So this afternoon, my wife is setting off on a journey. Actually, we're going together for the first part, but she'll be away from home for about 3.5 weeks. And she has had to pack for 3.5 weeks. And it's all different things. We're going to a family picnic in Virginia. Then she's going to the General Convention of the Episcopal Church. Then we're going to be chaplains at the Chautauqua Institution in New York. And so she's not sure what to pack. What shoes to bring is a big topic, apparently. And what clothes? I mean, how dressy and how informal? And you end up with a massive amount of stuff, right? Packing is difficult. It made me think of our pilgrimage to the Holy Land a few years ago, when one of the members of our group had bought souvenirs at every stop over the period of 11 days. And she had already had a pretty full suitcase, but after 11 days, there was a lot of extra stuff. And you get to the airport, and you sign in, and they weigh your suitcase, don't they? And hers was way overweight. She was going to have to pay $100 for her extra stuff. It's Juanita I'm talking about, so you know Juanita. So she had the embarrassing experience of having to open up her suitcase right there in front of the agent. There's a line of people behind her, and go through her suitcase and try to hand us some of the heavier stuff that we could put in our bags. It was a mess. It was embarrassing. It was a reminder that it's usually best to pack lightly, right? It's usually bad. The old line when you're traveling is, bring twice as much money as you think you need and half as many clothes, right? That tends to be the rule of thumb. Poor Juanita had too much stuff. My wife is struggling with too much stuff. She's not flying, though. I'm driving her in the van, so unfortunately that means she can put as much in there as she wants. Why do I say all this? I say all this because one of the themes of our scriptures today is the theme of traveling lightly and dealing with stuff. In our Old Testament lesson, we have the wonderful story of Naaman the Syrian from the kingdom of Aram, who is the general in charge of his country. And he has been afflicted with a skin condition, could be leprosy, could be another skin condition, but he has, like so many people, exhausted himself finding cures that didn't work. He is at his wit's end. And so a slave girl, who is his wife's servant, says, who was from Israel, says, there was a prophet in Israel that was amazing. He healed people all the time. You should go talk to him. Well, this was a little tricky. The kingdom of Syria and the kingdom of Israel were enemies. They had been at war off and on for years. And so Naaman was going to provoke a diplomatic incident. So he went to the king of Syria and said, can you get me into Israel? And the king wrote to the king of Israel and said, my general is coming to your country to be healed. And the king of Israel said, oh no, oh no. What if he doesn't get healed? We're going to have a diplomatic incident. It's going to lead to a war. Syria is much stronger than we are. We're doomed. And so he tore his clothes, which was a sign of mourning, and said, we're all doomed. And Elisha says to him, don't worry, I've got this. And so Naaman comes to the prophet Elisha, and he comes with a lot of baggage. I don't know if you caught that in the story, but Naaman knew that to get healing, he had to offer something valuable in exchange. You don't get healed for free, you got to pay for it. And so he brought tons of silver and tons of gold and 10 outfits. Clothes? I don't know why he brought the clothes. Maybe he thought the prophet needed clothes. Sometimes prophets just wore, camel's hair. Maybe he thought Elisha could use a wardrobe upgrade. I don't know what the clothes were for. But he has servants, a whole train of servants, bringing all this stuff to the prophet. And in Naaman's mind, he knows how this is going to go. He is a very important man, one of the most important and powerful men in the world. And the prophet is going to treat him royally. He's going to come out and he's going to welcome him with great show of hospitality. He's going to pay him all the respect that he is due as the general of the kingdom of Syria. And then Elisha's going to put on a healing like you've never seen. There's going to be, you know, dancers, and there's going to be a light show, and there's going to be, he's going to wave his arms around, he's going to call on God, and Naaman is going to get healed in a spectacular that could be on like a Las Vegas show. Kind of in Naaman's mind, this is how it's going to go. Important man, is going to be an important healing, it's going to be a big show. And he is terribly, terribly disappointed. Because when he gets to the prophet, Elisha doesn't even come out. He stays in his house and he sends out a servant who says, oh, you're here. The prophet says, go jump in the lake. And you could see Naaman just, first he's just stunned. And then he gets angry. Because that's not how you treat someone as important as Naaman. And he stalks off in a rage. And it's his servants again who call upon him to think again. They said, you know, if he had asked you to do something hard, you know, the labors of Hercules or something, you would have done it. You're desperate for healing. Why not just try? Go into the river and try it. What have you got to lose? Well, he actually had a lot to lose. And what he had to lose was his pride. And what he had to lose, his pride, was exactly what he needed to lose in order to be healed. God didn't want 10 outfits of clothing. God didn't want gold and silver. What God wanted was for Naaman to change, to become humble, to make room for God's Spirit to work. Naaman needed to learn to travel lightly. And when he unbent himself and humbled himself and went into the Jordan River, which is not an impressive river, those of us who've been there, not that impressive. He said, we got better rivers in Syria. But it's what he needed to be healed by God. In a similar way, when Jesus is commissioning missionaries to carry the message of the kingdom of God to bring about healing into the world, and by the way, this is a funny story. We always think about the 12 apostles, the 12 disciples. Here it's 70. Who were these 70? They were also followers of Jesus, empowered by him to do the work of the kingdom of God. And when Jesus sent them out, he said, you're going to be tempted to think highly of yourself. I mean, when stuff starts to happen, when you start healing people and demons are being cast out, you're going to think, hey, I got something special going on. You're going to want to put on some special vestments. You're going to want to sit in a nice fancy chair. You're going to want to have some power and authority. He said, be careful. I am sending you out in a different way. I'm sending you out to travel lightly, to not have two tunics, to go barefoot, and to carry no bag, no money, to trust in God, and to know that that is enough. In other words, unpack your suitcase and travel lightly. I believe these scriptures offer us a wonderful and necessary invitation. Because if you're like me, you've been carrying around a lot of heavy bags, not just on trips, but throughout life as well. There's a lot of baggage that prevents us from experiencing God's healing and prevents us from carrying out the mission that God has given us. Our baggage looks like fear of a world that's changing so rapidly, that seems so uncertain. The things we counted on seem to be shaky all of a sudden. The ground under our feet is not as firm as it was even a few years ago. There's anger, so much anger I don't know about your social media feed, but mine is vibrating with anger over politics, over the state of the world, over interpersonal conflicts. We see it driving around, we see it on social media, we see it in our families and in our friendships, a lot of anger. There is pride, like Naaman. Sometimes we want God to conform to our expectations. We want God to show up in the way and at the time that we want. And it's so hard for us to let go. Whatever the burdens and baggage that you're carrying, could be worries about your health or the health of family members, could be finances as we face uncertain times economically as well. Whatever that baggage is, today we are being invited to open up that suitcase, hopefully not in public, not with a line of people behind us, but maybe privately and quietly in our own hearts and minds, to unpack and to look at what we're carrying and to say, is this serving us? Is this helping us to experience God's grace and spirit and healing? Is this helping us to do the work that God has given us to do? Or are we carrying way too much extraneous baggage? We've been cleaning out our offices as we prepare for the next phase of carpeting and painting, going through years, decades of stuff. You know, our office is probably like your house or your attic. It just collects stuff, and then the stuff kind of multiplies. So we have files in there that no one's looked at for 20 years. We're going through and saying, why are we keeping this stuff? And so we have a little garage sale in the Great Hall. As you go back there for coffee hour, take some of it off our hands. You need more stuff in your life, don't you? I mean, why not take it off our hands? Phyllis Tickle, who was a wonderful writer and leader in the Episcopal Church, who passed away a few years ago, she talked about the church. She said, every few hundred years, the church has to have a garage sale as well. We need to let go of some of the practices and habits and traditions that are no longer serving us and welcome the breath of God's Spirit to refresh and re-energize us. So this can look all different ways. My invitation to you today is to pause for a moment, to put down those heavy bags, and to look at your life and to ask what it would look and feel like for you and me to travel lightly as we follow Jesus into his kingdom, glorious future that he has prepared for us and for the whole creation.